CD 2, Track 6. 1.
I'd like to begin by asking you how many times this year you've read a book, watched a film in the cinema, been to the theatre, or a museum. When asked this very question, most people struggle to answer it or give examples of their cultural pursuits. It fills my heart with great sadness when I hear that people no longer participate in so-called cultural life. It looks like the TV and the internet have replaced the more traditional forms of art for good. The idea that the modern media can offer people the same quality entertainment as the cinema, theatre, or books is just a fallacy. Watching a film at home will never give you the same thrill as watching the same movie on the big screen. While reading an e-book will never allow you to enjoy the story as much as reading it in the paper version. They're just poor, unimaginative replacements of the real thing. What will become of art if these trends continue really horrifies me. The thought that real books or real cinemas may vanish makes me sad and angry. Let's unite to fight against these trends. Read books in their traditional form and watch films in cinemas.
2.
Not many choreographers have had so many famous and highly acclaimed ballet performances to their name as Kieran Plath. His dance performances are always masterpieces of the highest artistic value, admired by millions of people all over the world. His latest creation would have been no different if it wasn't for the rather unappealing music, which was an unfortunate combination of modern jazz and hip-hop, which many in the audience found somewhat difficult to follow. Personally, I believe Plath wanted to surprise his followers and chose music which would wake the people up and make them reflect on what makes modern ballet so unreachable sometimes. The rest was just perfect. The dancers glided on the stage, dressed in beautifully made costumes. All in all, an unusual performance for me.
3.
Who would have thought a few years ago that art workshops would become popular among young people ever again? All hope was lost when about 10 years ago, all the major newspapers published statistics saying that only 1 in 10 art clubs in our city had groups of youngsters learning crafts. However, after a decade of indifference to art, young people are beginning to appreciate it again. I've heard that the clubs are reopening to teach teenagers and young adults things like clothes design, pottery, decoupage, or jewellery making. So I decided to investigate how popular it really is. To my amazement, the clubs were full of people trying their hand at various crafts. When I asked the participants why they were into crafts, they said they were keen to learn something practical. Some added that they hoped to turn their passion into a business one day. I was pleased to hear their comments, and even more delighted to watch young generations far away from their computer screens.